Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, get involved, get engaged. There's a lot going on out there, a lot you could be involved with, a lot, you know, happening that you can help support. Again, as I told some of you earlier, you've seen on Todd Starnes' site and other sites where the social media, social justice sites, whatever you want to call them, and I always said it, they're going to be blatant. At some point in time, they're going to go, right, you know what, good, screw with me. Watch what happens. I told a couple of years back when I had a sit-down with a congressman about what they could do to help with this, how they could help us. His first response to me was, you really want Congress involved in this kind of thing? We screw up so many other things. You really want us there? And then finally, after I was relentless with him for quite some time, he finally looked at me and said, look, we're afraid of them. They've got a lot of power. And at first, the Democrats thought that they were totally on their side. And now it's a whole new thing, a whole different strategy, right? They've got them. There's no independent legislators anymore, really. They look at Twitter and Facebook. They try to figure out, you know, who's coming after them, what they're saying, how they're gonna ignore it, duck it, sidestep it, whatever. Why in God's creation isn't Google and Facebook and these companies truly under investigation? Because of the way they squelch speech. Some of these companies that were shut down, or from an advertising standpoint anyhow, was because they're not in line, they're not on board, and they're not policing speech in their chat rooms. I never did. Tammy and I used to go running around about the speech in the chat rooms. And for the longest time, I said, look, it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's free speech. You know, I figured the chat room would take care of itself. People would jump on somebody, you know, when it got really stupid and really out there. The problem, the biggest problem with that, though, frankly, is that they don't get to hear, you know, what's going on. They don't actually get to hear what's happening, right? That's the biggest problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved, you're engaged. But, you know, if we don't start fighting, if we don't start pushing back, if you don't find a handful of people that you really appreciate, that you like, that you're listening to, that you can throw a few bucks at a month, you're going to lose a lot of them. I'm not necessarily saying that because of me. That's not what I mean. But you're going to lose a lot of these people because they can't keep buying equipment. They can't, you know, they can't get the message out. And you know who you're going to lose big time? President Trump. Look, if you guys, if you lose, if you conservatives in any way, shape, manner, or form, if you lose Trump, and you lose the Senate, remember, he doesn't just need to be reelected. He needs to be reelected, and then on top of that, you've got to give him the Senate back. He's got to be able to get justices / judges appointed. He's not going to get them appointed with a Democrat-led Senate. Not going to happen. And it's too bad. It's too bad that we're there. We're at that point. These people, look at, even on the Republican side, how many of those people really, you really think are there for you? You really think are there because they really believe in what this country stands for? And then they get there and they see the power, they see what's going on around them, and then look what happens. So some of you already knew, if you've been listening at all, and not just to my show, to plenty of shows, though. And you find out what's gone on, what's going on, what's happening with the with Tucker Carlson and such. Right? You know that their advertisers are pulling. Right? I don't know if some of you are well aware of that, but they're pulling. And the biggest one that bothers me the most, right? Almost mixed with, can you hear me now? Right? It's T-Mobile. Now, T-Mobile has come forward and basically said, hey, we're not gonna support him anymore. And I am so tired of, I go to Amazon, I go to PayPal, I go to all these things, and every one of these things is inundated with how they have to help BLM. And I told you, go back into the show from the other night where I went to the BLM site, I showed you where the money was going. It is not going to BLM. Really, what do they raise? They raise $20 million, right, from those actors, actresses, and boneheads in Hollywood. For what reason? Because it was supposed to go for bail money and that kind of stuff, and it didn't. $200,000 has gone out for bail/bail money. $200,000. Doesn't it sound like $20 million to me, does it? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. So, where'd the rest of that money go? I mean, seriously, in all sincerity, where did it go? Now, T-Mobile, they've pulled their support of Tucker. And I'll put it up later on, but if you got a pen, you're writing things down, call them, 888-335-1548, 888-335-1548. Tell them to stop censoring conservatives. You go someplace else. We can do it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Hopefully, Major General Paul Valley will join me after the break. Got a lot to talk to him about.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet Pastor packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
That's sorry. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. How do these imbeciles, I shouldn't say that, because I'm blaming the rest of you, but how do these imbeciles get elected to Congress and to the Senate? Okay, I mean, seriously, what is this? I think Senator Kaine, he came out earlier and he said, you ready for this one? He said that the U.S. invented slavery. You guys voted him in. You know, how does this happen? You can't tell me. You might as well poke me. You got me all wound up because we have the most lawless group of elected officials that I've ever that I've seen in my lifetime. And I talked to some of the older folks. They haven't seen any of this going on. You know, I mean, seriously, it's just, you look at what's happening and see how does a group of lawless people take over Seattle? How does that happen? And again, as I said earlier, I don't want to put down our military men, and I mean this sincerely. There's a lot of good people in the military. But when I turned on the TV one day and I saw the National Guard on their knees, kneeling down, I guess in solidarity or something, I don't even know what, that is not your job to do when you're in the military. You know, your job is to do what you're ordered to do and protect people and help, you know, I guess help the police department. I don't exactly know what they're supposed to do when they're on the land here, but I know somebody who does. Retired Major General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does from time to time. Love when you have him on the show. I love the information that we get from him. General, thank you. I mean this sincerely. Thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate it when you're on.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the kind invitation.
You know, tell me, what does it take today, in today's world, to get a soldier to take a knee on a social issue, on a social protest, when they're supposed to be there protecting people? What am I missing here?
Well, it's disgraceful, and you have to go back to who's that company commander, captain, or lieutenant colonel, the battalion commander, or on up to the adjutant general who commands the National Guard. I mean, it's disgraceful what they're doing. Absolutely condescending. I mean, I was as much shocked as you were, Joe.
I'm looking at that and thinking, my God, what has happened? Do they really understand who and what they're fighting? Maybe they don't. Maybe we need to give another history lesson or something. I don't even know at this point. But I don't know. All right. Let's get to it. There's so much going on. Before we really get into the depth of some of the stuff going on here in this country, you know, we're hearing little bits and pieces of what's going on in China and Iran and North Korea. I hear that little Kim is no longer friends with the president, but I'm not even sure he's still alive. But I want you to think about that, though. Think about the fact that we're not hearing anything. Do you know, can you fill us in on anything that's going on in these countries that we should be concerned about? I know China shut down Hong Kong yesterday.
Well, no, that's true, and they're going to continue to shut it down. There'll be more riots, from what I understand, in Hong Kong. They're not going to just sit back and let the Chinese Communist Party take over completely Hong Kong without a fight. And you still have the situation with Taiwan. Taiwan's prepared over there for any kind of offensive action by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, within the last couple of days, you have this big stirring of events between South Korea and North Korea. I'm not sure what's going on there again, but they're instigating some things there. No, it's crazy, and we know China is really having a lot of problems, especially in feeding their people right now. I just got that report in. And I'm not sure whether you've seen all of the Operation Nemesis articles I've written on the Chinese Communist Party. If you haven't, I'll be happy to share them with you. I've been pretty much kept in the mainstream of news coming out of China through some very distinguished Chinese who happen to live in California who have tentacles inside China. And so they've been providing me a lot of information on what's been happening with the coronavirus, with the extension of the China into the universities, the colleges, the sister cities throughout the world. They call them Confucius centers, by the way,
right,
that they've set up in a lot of these universities. So, but China's not doing too well right now. I think they've been taken back a lot. They're not sure how to handle all the inflammation, I guess you could say, the firing up across the world of COVID-19 and how they covered it up. So, yeah, it's I think we're on another planet today, Joe. I can't figure out whether I'm here or on Mars sometimes. Man, oh, man.
My aunt is 83 years old, got all her faculties about her, sharp as a tack. She came to this country from Italy, you know, to get rid of get away from fascism, right? Mussolini and the rest of them.
Yeah.
And she I mean, I don't want to sound melodramatic, but she weeps for this country. She's looking around and she's going, this doesn't make any sense. You know, do you people not know what you're losing here? Do you understand what's going on? And I say, you know what? No, they don't. They really don't get it. So, again, go ahead.
Don, I was just going to say, I mean, all this attacks on our president, you know, and he had the insubordination now of some of the generals and admirals and some of the retired generals and admirals.
Yep.
And we'll talk a little bit about that, but because I know many of them. What we have in this country is a total insurrection mounted by the leftist socialists.
Yep.
And then funded by Soros into these organizations like Antifa and Black Lives Matters, which is strictly a political initiative. And this is what we're up against now. But we've got to support this president. We've got to get through this. We've got to get everything back open again, all the businesses, the restaurants, the shopping centers. We have to open all that up very, very quickly. We'll never let this happen again by some kind of a virus. We just can't let it happen anymore.
No, and again, you know, you go back to what you were saying a few minutes ago. They're talking about, you know, a second wave of shutdowns and what have you. I think he's going to have to dig his heels in. But look, you talked a little bit about the generals. Does he have the military behind him for real? I mean, you've got generals and people out there that are not, that think that this president, you know, is out of control. How can, well, you're going to have to wait for the break. But you see what
okay.
I'm saying. I'm worried about him, and
yeah.
I'm worried he doesn't have the support he needs. We'll talk more about that the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You'll miss some really good stuff here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has signed an executive order on police reform.
Just before he went to the Rose Garden, the president said he hosted survivors of African-American men and women who'd lost their lives in encounters with police.
I've just concluded a meeting with just incredible families that have been through so much.
His opening speech was directed towards a law and order posture.
Americans know the truth. Without police, there is chaos. Without law, there is anarchy. And without safety, there is catastrophe.
The order encourages police departments to train officers better to handle incidents like those that have led to widespread protests in recent weeks. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on policing following the death of George Floyd and others. There was testimony from two panels, one on policing in the black community and another on ways to go forward. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You really have to get informed. If you run around like some of these people do, with no real clue, and then you try to make a case, and you really don't have any, all you got is Twitter facts, the best way I can put it. I mean, seriously, it's not what you want to do. You sound like a fool. We all sound like fools when we do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. Love when I have this guy on. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does, well, from time to time. Love to get him on more often. I think he deserves to be on more often because we get some great information from him. And, General, again, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, so listen, I asked you before we went to break. I said, look, it sometimes appears from the outside when we're looking at these generals, they don't have Trump's back. And I'm not so sure the military has his back. Make us feel better. Tell me they won't turn on us and they'll protect him.
You're talking about a very few generals and admirals, okay? And if you look at the million plus two great Americans who we have in uniform today, and all of them except Secretary Esper, Secretary of Defense, and General Milley. So separate those two out with Petraeus, with Allen, with McMasters, all of these that Admiral, I think I mentioned Admiral Mullen, but they were all appointed under Obama, okay? They've all been tied to the Democratic Party. So they have an agenda, and their agenda has been, along with the Socialist Democrats, to make sure Trump is not elected again. That's what's happening behind the scenes. General Mattis, okay, there was never any bulldog in Bulldog Mattis. And I knew him when I was over in Iraq, okay? He's not a hero. He's a left winger and always has been. So when you look at that and you look at these admirals and generals that are coming out and attacking the president, they have an agenda. There's more behind the scenes than you think. And these were all the generals and admirals, by the way, Joe, that couldn't win a war for us. 20-some years now, almost, in Afghanistan. Look at Iraq. All of these things that Bush got us into, these generals and admirals couldn't win. And we got nothing from all the lives that we've lost in the Middle East.
Right.
And the money we've spent. Nothing in return for America. And that's why President Trump said, we're going to get out of there. We're going to withdraw. Now, Mattis was told to withdraw the troops from Syria, and he didn't do it. That was insubordination because Trump told him, I want him out of there. And that's the big stir that was created between Mattis and President Trump. Petraeus, I've known Petraeus for years. He's not a warrior.
Mattis.
They all back down when you press them. They can't stand up for any of this. General Dempsey, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he wouldn't stand up for the betrayal in Benghazi. He stayed with Clinton. As you may remember. So there's a track record here with all of these guys, and they're not good generals and admirals. I tell you what, I recommended to President Trump in my article that I sent you, and I'll be happy to send or forward so you can send to all your listeners. But if I was President Trump, I would call a meeting tomorrow in the Pentagon of all the leadership, secretaries, as well as the generals and admirals, and I say, okay, let's vet. What's going on here? Why are you attacking me? Why are you being insubordinate? I'm listening to you. Now, at the end of that 1 hour conversation, I would say, now, how many of you are on my team? Who are backing me? What I'm trying to do is protect America and restore civility in our cities and states when the governors and mayors won't do it. And then General Milley, he walks with the president over to St. John's Church where the president stood up with the Bible. And said then he was embarrassed that he was mingling politics with the military. Well, you could go back in history with every president, every general and admiral that have had their picture taken with a president. But anyhow, the bottom line is, after that 1 hour meeting, I'd say, okay, you're with me or against me. Those of you who are not with me, I want your resignation by close of business today.
I think that would be great. I think that would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yep. I am amazed at all these people who think that the president isn't for America and all these other guys are. I mean, these guys want to go to war. They talk about going to war all the time. And I've always been told real soldiers, real men of the military, are not looking for another battle. And Trump, I don't know if people realize this, we've not entered into any new wars since he's been president, have we?
Exactly.
Anybody
exactly.
Gets this
yet? We're trying to extract by the end of the year from Afghanistan. Yep. I don't want to see one more body bag. But yet General Mattis wanted to keep us over there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I don't get it.
There you go.
I don't get how these people think and what they think. But, you know, the generals, I mean, they're held in high esteem. Everybody figures that they've fought hard battles. I'm not a big John McCain fan, but do you remember when John McCain said, hey, why do we have so many, his words, why do we have so many damn generals? How many generals do we need? I mean, explain this to me.
Far too many.
All right.
There's far too many generals and admirals. There's no doubt about it. So anyhow, when you look at this, you have to be very objective and look at their motivations. What's behind all of these generals standing up? And there's only about 8 or 10 of them. I mean, we're not talking out of all the active and retired generals. We're only talking about a very few here.
Right.
But they're all aligned with the Democratic Socialist. And they're all appointed under Obama. And they couldn't win a war if they tried. They were failures to the American people. Failures, every one of them.
I don't know how they expect, again, how do they, Never mind. I mean, it's a political seat, what have you, at this point in time. All right, let's look at what's going on in this country right now. I mean, can the military, everybody gets so nervous when we talk about putting the military on the streets of America, but if we're out there, right. If you're out there protecting U.S. citizens, like, in my mind, in my feeble little mind, what they should be doing up in Washington State right now and in Seattle, they should be up there taking these guys down. Am I wrong?
Well, here's the thing. The mayors, and they're all Democrats in the states and in these cities, if you go back historically, they're all failures. Now, the president can federalize the National Guard and do what he needs to do to protect the citizens because the mayors and the governors aren't doing it. Seattle's a good example. California is a good example. Uh-huh. New York, Illinois. Okay, now Trump can do that by federalizing them. Now, up until he does that, they are an asset of the governor.
Of the state.
And so the National Guard can be employed by the governor as he sees fit to use them. And what the president is saying, if you can't do it, and I'll federalize them. And he said also, I'll use the active forces if I have to, and he has the authority to do that.
Yeah.
It's constitutional. He has the authority to do that. So, again, the biggest criticism I'll have of President Trump is the fact he didn't clean the slate when he came in of all these deep state operatives in the FBI, CIA, military. I think he was giving them all a chance, and he was a little naive to think that the deep state wouldn't attack him, and that's exactly what happened. But he knows that now. He understands it.
Wow. I don't even know how you clean it up, though, General. I mean, I don't know how he's going to go through and clean it up because it's so deep. Look at what's going on around him. Any other man, I mean, look at this from a war perspective. Any other man that had so many fronts to have a battle on would have caved by now. He would have walked away and said, I got billions.
Absolutely.
I don't need this. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. But he's driven by the good Lord, and we're going to come out of this. But we have to understand, Durham and Attorney General Barr have got to start indicting these deep state treasonous, seditious people like Comey, McCabe, Brennan, Clapper.
Right.
They've got to indict him, and I can't figure out why they don't do it.
We've got to go for a quick break. I want to ask you, maybe it's political. Maybe you want to wait till after the election. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Really.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
I swear, if I see any more BLM commercials going on over my shoulder, I'm going to throw up, but I'm not going to throw up at the keyboard. It's not because I don't believe in what they originally started about. But when you see everybody that's supporting them now, you see what's going on right now. I mean, what, all of a sudden, Black Lives Matter? All of a sudden, we're gonna take on some of these things and do some of these things? And now we're going to defund our police departments? How's that working out in Seattle? God bless America. Anyway, always love when I have this guy on with me. Retired General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time, and I so much appreciate his insight, the things that he knows about and is willing to share with us. Again, General, before we get into some local stuff, stuff stateside here, do we have anything major to worry about when it comes to North Korea? Russia's been pretty quiet. So we've got North Korea, Russia, Iran. I don't know. Is Iran still in existence? We've heard nothing about these people.
Well, that's because if you watch the listen to the U.S. media, it's all about Trump. It's all about what's going on in the cities. You'll get a piece every once in a while of something that's gone overseas. But our focus, we're so inwardly focused today that we don't have any sense of what's going on outside of the United States. And I've told some people, I even go to Russian television to find out what the hell's going on in the Middle East or other places. BBC still covers it to some degree. America is so focused on American politics and all of this stuff that's going on. You can't have an intelligent conversation with anybody as far as what's going on in Syria now, what's going on in Iran with Israel, the annexations that's going on over there, the move to annex some of the territories there. You've got Israel bombing many Iranian existing sites in Syria. You've got a move now by Russia to make sure that we make Assad a viable and inclusive leader now in world affairs. We've got Turkey going into Libya. We've got a lot of movement going on over there. It's like a massive chessboard, but believe me, most America has no clue what's going on.
No.
And they Nothing. Don't, they don't realize, what's been promulgated by the Chinese Communist Party and how notorious, they have been, through all of this. And then the Chinese military with the intention to bring down the United States. Now you have battles going on between India and China on the border. That's a big hot spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
They have actually have encampments of Chinese and Indian army several miles away encamped, and there's an engagement going on there. Iran, you don't hear much about now, but things are going on between the seven different ethnic groups in Iran, between the Arabs, the Baluchis, the Azerbaijanis. I can tell you a whole story about that. And then, of course, you have silent Europe. You don't know what's going on in Europe.
They're hiding under their desks. You know that. They're hiding
sure
under
they
their
are.
Desks.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, waiting for it to all blow over because you know it's all going to get better if they just hang there and to see what happens. They've always been like
remember,
that.
Yeah, remember Boris Johnson was on the news all the time in England? You don't hear anything anymore other than
no,
the fact
hiding.
That he came down with COVID-19.
You know,
I mean,
General, you'll appreciate this comment. Somebody last night was writing about how power-hungry the United States is, and we've always been warmongers, and we've always been oppressors, and all this other stuff. And I said, you know,
yeah.
Think about something. When we dropped the bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, if we were what they say we are, the president would have gone on the air and said, listen, I want the presidents of the nations of the world to see the power we have. And you got 24 hours to give it up, or we start taking on your cities. We got a lot more of these bombs sitting in a bunker somewhere. We're going to have a field day with you. But we didn't do that. We actually went in and rebuilt Japan. I mean, whether right, wrong, or indifferent, we did it to stop the killing of millions of more people. And
that's right. And that was under General Douglas MacArthur. Yeah, they don't get it. Well, they don't teach history, Joe.
Oh, God. MacArthur.
They don't teach history.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Anyhow, no, I tell you what, I would mobilize, federalize the National Guard.
Yep.
Obvious, the ineptness of the mayor of Seattle and the governor of Washington are totally inept. And when you see the degradation, I watched a news clip tonight. They're on drugs, they're drinking, feces all over, they're urinating all over the buildings. I mean, it is total disaster. That's what, you go ahead and defund the police and disband the police, but this is what you're going to see is total anarchy.
Oh, I get a kick out of this. Where else in this country would you see people walking around with guns thrown over their shoulders in an area that doesn't allow guns to begin with, and for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And you've got these guys running around. What are they doing? They're checking your ID. Well, that's a racist thing to do, isn't it? Checking somebody's ID. And then
that's so funny.
Oh, they drug in those plastic walls, borders. Right?
So, yeah.
I mean, we could go on and on with this. It's almost hopeful. Now, Now, the city, or the mayor of Seattle, is now making arrangements to get back a portion of the blocks that they took over. And what they've negotiated, how do you negotiate with thieves? But what they've negotiated is having cement barriers brought in and put in place of those water/plastic barriers. And I'm thinking to myself, are you serious? What have I smoked? Have I missed something here? Did this come out of a coma? What happened?
Well, Joe, it goes back. I've always said, you got to stand up. If the people in Seattle, in the state of Washington, don't stand up and challenge these leaders, these mayors, these governors, I mean, government is only as good as the people.
Yeah.
What's happening in Los Angeles, California? We still have... What happened to White Cape down there at San Bernardino? They ran Antifa out of the town in
yep.
California.
Oh.
Look what they did in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. They ran them out.
Yep.
We have 1,200 people signed up for our guardian force here to help the police in case Antifa and these other insurrectionists come in here. We're going to run them out of Montana.
Yeah.
That's what you've got to do.
They're pulling down these statues. I don't know. They're hitting hard. They're hitting from every angle. It's out of control. And we need to step up and get strong with these people. All right, listen. Let's talk about your organizations. What you've got going on. How people can help you.
Well, they can see all our releases, all of our articles for distribution on StandUpAmericaUS.org. Or they can email me at StandUpAmericaUSA1@gmail.com. And I'll provide you distribution of what we do out of the foundation, and then you can distribute it, Joe, as you see fit. But we're open to provide all the information we do at the foundation to the American people.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you're doing. I keep up the good work, and I appreciate you keeping us informed because, a lot of the stuff we're not hearing anywhere. So, again, God bless you. You keep up the good work and stay safe.
Thank you, Joe.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Really seriously, during one of the breaks we were talking, and it's so true, we hold our generals, we hold our military people in high esteem. Okay? And we should. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying to disrespect them by any stretch of the imagination. But frankly, once a hero, not always a hero. People go sideways. Sometimes they do the wrong thing. Sometimes they're in it for all the wrong reasons. Now, I don't know this. I don't know General Mattis. But General Vallely does. He served time. That's terrible. He was in the military with him. He's known him from way back. I don't. And, somebody had said once before, President Trump, I wish he'd stop doing stuff like this, but, called him Mad Dog Mattis. There's nothing Mad Dog about Mattis. He's a squish lefty. And again, disobeyed the president 3 times. Military men don't do that. Real military men don't do that. Matter of fact, think about something. He wasn't asking him to go out and kill people. He was asking him to come out of, get our soldiers out of harm's way. Right? So I get the biggest kick out of this. Right? When you hear what they're saying, when you see what their actions are, you have to stop and go, man, these people are a bunch of hypocrites in so many more ways than one. All right. Next hour, we're going to treat. Sonia Schmidt's going to join us. Again, I love it. It's funny how when they tag us or peg us as racists, we're not putting all kinds of white people on the show. We bring in people that are involved with us on a regular basis. Sonia is she doesn't call herself an African American. She's an American who happened to be black and a female, so you have to listen to her. And then you get to these other shows like on CNN and other places. What are these? Think of all white analysts on there. It's just amazing. Anyway, always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour. Check out the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there. We'll be back in a little bit.